From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Some conservatives say the recent primary loss of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor shows that a Republican like Jeb Bush cannot win a presidential primary because of his views on immigration. From Washington, D.C., Matt Laszlo tells us that Bush and another Florida politician and potential presidential hopeful are taking very different approaches to the issue.
The dust is still settling on Eric Cantor's stunning primary loss. Some analysts say he was ousted because he was seen as a Washington insider. Others say Virginia's open primary allowed Democrats and independents to sabotage his race. But conservatives, like Iowa Republican Steve King, say it shows their party's base is opposed to comprehensive immigration reform.
If you're going to point to one single issue that this election pivoted on, it was on immigration and it was on amnesty.
People want to have a leader who doesn't support amnesty.
Minnesota Republican Michelle Bachmann accuses national GOP leaders of being tone-deaf to everyday Republicans. She says they don't want to see a pathway to citizenship for undocumented workers, and that's why Cantor lost.
Symbolically, what they saw is that the elites in Washington, D.C. are not listening to real people and are not delivering for real people.
But former Florida governor and presumed presidential hopeful Jeb Bush has continuously embraced comprehensive immigration reform. He recently came under fire for comments he made about immigrants at his father's presidential library.
They crossed the border because they had no other means to work, to be able to provide for their family. Yes, they broke the law, but it's not a felony. It's an act of love. It's an act of commitment to your family.
A pathway to citizenship was already included in a bill that passed the Senate last year. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio helped craft that legislation. Now critics accuse Rubio of distancing himself from his own bill in order to make a run for the White House, possibly against Bush. While he still says reform is needed, he blames President Obama for not creating the environment to win over House Republicans.
But I've been saying now for over a year and a half that getting the votes to move forward on any immigration reform is going to be impossible until serious steps are taken to secure the border, prevent visa overstays, and require employers to verify the status of the people they're hiring.
But Bush openly chides the conservative wing of the party for their stance on the issue.
There should be a price paid, but it shouldn't rile people up that people are actually coming to this country to provide for their families.
Tea Party conservatives say Cantor's loss shows a potential presidential hopeful with positions like Bush has no chance of winning the party's nomination in 2016. But that's not how Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart sees it.
Everybody knows what he believes in. Everybody knows that he's a very strong conservative. He was a spectacular governor, I think the best governor, at least in the modern history of Florida.
Diaz-Balart thinks Bush could appeal to voters who disagree with him on immigration.
And so does that mean that we're going to agree with everything that he does? No. Or that he believes in? No. But the thing about Jeb Bush, you know what you're getting. No surprises.
And while Congressman King from Iowa doesn't think Bush's positions will resonate with the Republican Party's base, he doesn't want to dissuade Bush from campaigning in Iowa ahead of the first-in-the-nation primary.
Go through the crucible, see how your ideas sell.
If Bush does decide to hop into the 2016 presidential contest, he'll have many steep hurdles to overcome. Immigration reform seems like it will be at the top of the list. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.